Well, Mark, I guess we have made it live on the Blog Talk Radio. Let's see if this works. This is a test. This is a test. I have an hour and 17 minutes left on the test because, you know, we're going to try to pick it up and pull this into the show. And then I haven't started live streaming yet, but I wanted to see if I could get it to do what I needed for it to do. And let's see if this is going to work. And then let's see if when they come in Cleveland and on 1440, see if we can pull all this together in like one big bow. We'll see what happens. Okay? Because right now, part of one of the tests is now done. This is an ongoing continuum. Yes, it is. It is. It's never dull. Never dull. And so people just have to put up with me trying to figure this out as we go. And I am trying, and we'll see. Chat doesn't want to open up. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. That's not my problem. And so I can just sit here and ramble until we really begin the show because I'm not going to – I just want to – what are you doing, Mark?
I got this show in the seconds.
Jeez, oh, man.
Well, when we were here the other day with a belt thing up the second thing, when somebody says you've got 30 seconds, we understand what 30 seconds is.
What? Don't you do 30 seconds in your head?
No. My dog can do 30 seconds in a second. I can't do 30.
You can do 30 seconds in your head. Dr. Hill brought in this great article yesterday. Take a look at it. It was really, really good. It was about a young man who, African-American guy, who is an intern.
Oh, wow.
And it's pretty impressive.
Wow.
Really? Who's going? Okay, did they pay a lot of money to do a lot of work, or they just know somebody?
They were invited as a guest.
Oh, I can't wait to see who this is. Am I going to be happy about who it was?
I mean, I don't know if you would know them or not. They're not from Youngstown. They're from down in Columbus. But I know who set it up, and he's pretty excited, and we're pretty excited.
Are they good people that set it up?
Yes, they're good people.
Do I know these people that set it up? Let me see who I think that is.
I promise, I can't say nothing to nobody. So I got on the radio and I said, but I mean, nobody knows what we're talking about.
No, they don't know what we're talking about, but I haven't gotten to, I don't know if I want to go to the State of the Union. I want to go to the White House and sit in the chairs.
Yeah, there we go. I like to go to the White House next Christmas to the decorations.
I want to sit in the chairs.
Does our chairman have enough clout to get us in there to see the decorations?
The new chairman or the old chairman?
We'll take your pick.
Yeah.
I think they can work in concert together.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to try to do that. I think that sounds like a really good idea.
We can, I mean, that's, I mean, I can.
You know what, Tracy? Let's put together a bus. If they like to have large groups as opposed to trying to, you know, when you go through the White House, they would rather accommodate a larger group than two people, which they have to put into groups.
Mark?
What?
No. You just tried to put me to work. Do you know how
an SUV.
Yeah, I can do that.
There we go.
I can do that.
No, I can put together a tour like that. That'd be kinda cool.
It would be. It really, really would be.
No,
it really would be.
You know, maybe spend two nights in Washington and we're doing this. That would be a lot of fun. And the highlight would be, and you have to start working on it. Now, I'm going to talk to the.
I mean, I can.
You get the picture of the boss.
I can get a picture of the boss, and we can actually set up a tour, and I can actually get us into the White House, and I can do that as long as I don't have to do the work. I'm not doing the work.
We can do it through us, or we can do it through the park. Because we've got a lot of.
Wait a minute. So do a Washington Christmas.
Yeah.
Washington Christmas tour.
Yeah. Oh, we're doing.
A Washington Christmas tour.
We're weekends are kind of bad, but if you'd like to do like a Thursday, Friday, a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, go on Wednesday, stay Friday, come back on maybe Saturday morning, three nights.
That might be pretty cool.
And I bet you could do it. Oh, Tracy, we have a good time.
Mark, you know what? We're up. We're up on Blog Talk. I don't know if they can hear us and we can hear them. We got to go find somebody, some schmuck that's going to go out and call us.
Well, how do we do that? I'm watching my second clock tick down. When you were with Jeff and when we were here, I've never seen Jeff shook up. And he didn't know what to do.
Jeff is never shaken.
He was.
Don't tell him that.
No, he told me he was. Because he was.
Well, listen, I didn't care if it blew up. I just couldn't leave leave the house. The house was mine. And if you're gonna, Mark, when you text me and said, "Is anybody showing up?" I didn't even text you back because I was like, I don't care if anybody shows up or not. Makes me know. Never mind. If they don't show up, too bad. Because there's nothing I can do. Because if I show up, we're going to have a bad situation. So it's I was not doing well at all. And I got the sound system better for what's it called? Facebook Live.
Yeah.
I did get that done. I have accomplished some stuff around here lately. I see that we're up on Blog Talk. And we are live.
How do I call in here?
The new phone number is 516. You need a pen. There's a pen. Jeez, old man, Mark. Here. Here's paper. I got paper. I keep a paper pad.
516.
516. 595. Excuse me. 8258.
Okay, now when they call in there, does that ring here?
It rings straight to us. We're gonna try that today. And hopefully that we can control it here and we can leave those guys in Cleveland alone and
yeah, they have a rough job.
They do. There's a lot going
on.
There's a lot going on. No. There's a lot going on. And just helping us out, helping me out, trying to get this up and going, is an asset. I got to call people back and say, hey, you can really buy an advertising from us. So I got to call all these people back and say, hey, we're back up, we're on, and we want you back and come back on. And they're going to say yes. And if not, we're going to go move in with them.
Okay, so they can go online to Blog Talk Radio.
Well, what are you trying to do? I would download the app.
Okay.
Download the Blog Talk app and then type in Tracy and Friends, and we should come up.
All right. So, but they don't really need to, they can listen to us on the.
They can listen to us at Blog Talk Radio. They can listen to us on Facebook Live. They can listen to us on.
Or on the air.
I think it's due on 1440.
And they can call this number and we'll answer.
That's correct.
Okay.
And if you call into 516-595-8258. It should come straight to us. I miss my old number, 937 number, but 516, I guess, is going to be the new one. So we'll see.
We're going to get back.
All right. I've got to go up and promote back. I've got to call South Carolina and Alabama and all of them, let them know that we're back on. Haven't done that up because we have I've got to call Sarge. We have not been up, and I have not been able to figure this out. But I ran into Gordon Gibson, who really got me started with all of this. Now, I don't know if that's going out over the air or not, so again. So we know Josh is back. You can tell. Josh is good. Lee is good.
They do.
Because you've seen it. I've No. Not in Salem. Salem Media says they can do all things through Christ that strengthens them. And so they are everywhere doing everything. Excuse me.
Where's the other one?
Sticks is letting the barn.
When do we get on the air? We'll talk about Sticks.
You want to talk about Sticks when we get on the air? Okay. We're gonna talk about Sticks in the barn. Well, but the bank is closed. If the bank is closed, why not the barn be frozen? Yeah, the bank is closed because it's not because of heat. It's because of cold weather, and it's colder today than it was yesterday.
No, it's colder yesterday than it was yesterday.
Yeah, you weren't here. And actually, Mark, I'm going to get you a sweater. Or I'm going to get you an Oxford sweater vest. Yes. You can get a trestle.
People laugh at me because I wear sweater vests. But they're really, I mean, they're not bulky. They keep you warm. And they, you know what they really do? They cover a whole lot of bills.
They cover your sin.
From
yes.
Yeah, all the bad stuff.
They cover it all that up.
They cover it all that up.
So you are saying that you want a sweater vest that says Tracy in front. You don't want to just – I was going to get you the Oxford shirt with the embroidered shirt.
Yeah, I want to say Tracy in
front. Okay. Because I do the shirts. I do the Oxford shirts that says Tracy in front.
Well, shirts are good, too. I mean,
you want shirts or you want sweater?
Yeah, sweater's good. Shirts, whatever you feel like. Hey. Surprise me.
Okay.
Well, anything's good.
Okay. As soon as we get up on Blog Talk, and I know that we're alive and well, and I don't have – I don't know if the preacher is with us or not. So we're going to talk through this and ramble through this. And, hey, Jeffrey. He went to the restroom, I guess. Let's see if I can pull this up. Oh, my goodness. Excuse me. It's amazing when people find out. But what we've been trying to tell them is really true. Yeah.
I might have a bigger,
but I'll tell you what happened yesterday. I accidentally left my phone in the car, and it froze and zapped its battery. And then so I left my I can't leave my tablet in the car. So I was at the doctor this morning at 7 o'clock, and I'm lugging everything around because I can't leave anything in the car. Kind of special.
We'll talk about yesterday. They tried to do.
They call that business.
Yeah, I know what they call a business, but it was deliberate, and I think it was because of my age.
Mark, do you know what they did to me? I thought that I once I pay off the phone, I take the insurance off. I paid off the phone. I canceled the insurance. And, you know, the bill is so high, you don't pay attention to an extra $10.
Yeah.
You just pay it.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get some stuff done. I find out that they have been charging me for insurance. So I have double insurance for like a year and a half. I got a $150 credit.
Wow. Yeah, they tried that. Not going into who my carriers, they try to pull a fast one on me, and just.
I think we're too nice.
Upsetting.
I think we're too nice.
So your cameras are now in what?
My camera is in that USB port. Coming through the USB porting.
So what's the purpose of that?
Volume. So the. It comes so the volume for Mevo is actually being controlled through my laptop, but when I actually get the switchers on the laptop, when I get the mixer for the cameras will be on the computer. It won't be up through here.
Okay.
Then the computer will go out to here.
Blog
Talk's on now. We just don't know if it's working. We're gonna see if it's working now.
Hi Jeff.
Hey, what's up, Mark?
See. So we're actually live recording all this. So we're up now. We're on Blog Talk Live now. So you hear? Aha! A little delayed, but I know that they can hear us. And that's why I asked you about the Facebook Live yesterday. How was the volume? You said it was a little low. And so we know that it was a little low. So now I should be able to control that through here. Now I've got to get the program up. I can't get the program up. It's taking me a little time for that. But right now we are on Blog Talk. We are on Facebook Live. We are on Tracy and Friends. We are somewhere. When we get up on the up here, we'll be on YouTube. We'll have a YouTube arc. But well, I'll tell you something. I guess the world will know now. We will go live, but none of our shows will be archived. We will put up the shows that we want to archive and rebroadcast. We'll do that manually after the show. I want to see us edit them out some, so that you're not dealing with a whole lot of stuff that we don't want to. Everything doesn't need to be on. It needs to be edited. Nobody wants to see a full show with commercials and all that kind of stuff. So we'll edit out the best parts and then do segments for rebroadcast and check us out tomorrow. Oh. Hey, Jeff, can you do me a favor? Can you turn that light, that screen down to where the light is out, please? That natural light. It hates us. Yes. Yeah. Well, why did you say something earlier? There. Is that better? There. Good going. Just so that you know that you're live. We are live. We are live. We are live on Facebook Live. We are live on Blog Talk Radio. We are live. So the mics are hot. We are there.
Hey, Facebook people, good things coming to the valley.
Great things coming to the valley.
Great things coming to the valley.
Great things coming to the valley. I got stuff everywhere or whatever. I don't know if they can hear all that. I should have. This may be the issue. So Blog Talk can't hear the radio. Here. It's the latency.
They can't hear the broadcast.
They can hear us. They can't hear the commercials. They can't hear commercials. They can't hear proper music because it's not two-way. These are coming out. The radio station is coming into us, but it's not going to the board. No, I don't think we would want it. Because I don't want Josh's. I don't want Josh coming through the mic. So I'd rather hear. I'm so amazed by how the latency of this, how delayed it is. Are you your mic on?
So what is that yellow thing?
This yellow thing?
Yeah.
Those are FX.
That's why you're echoing. There you go.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Are
You just sound like you're in the background. This is it. This is where it goes into.
Okay, see those orange buttons?
Mm-hmm.
What do they say? No, what does the button say? On the channel.
Here?
Yeah, the orange button.
The orange button? Pan.
Huh?
Pan balance. I don't know. I didn't touch a thing.
Okay. Well, then do this. We're only cutting out the left. Pan them all to the left. Even the show, yeah. No. I'll put that back in. But I'll take that. Okay. Now we have to see whether you're coming through now.
Well, good morning, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number here, and we're going to try something new. And we pray that it will work for you. Do you think we ought to try it, or do you think we ought to wait? I'm listening, guys. This is a test. I got Jeff in the studio with me. I've got Marcus still with me. The question is, do we try it or we wait?
Well, let's try it.
Let's try it? You guys are all in? We're all in? We're in? We're going to try it now. Possibly so. Possibly so. We will blow up. Okay, the call-in number is 516-595-8258.
516-595-8258.
We don't know if we call that number. This is a test.
This is a test of the
Tracy and Friends broadcasting system, and we don't know if it will work or not, but it is a test. So how you guys doing? How's everything going? It's testosterone Thursdays with a little bit of estrogen.
No, there's no such thing, because see, every time I come in here, you turn down my mic.
I didn't turn down your mic.
No,
because I have not touched any of the nothing the buttons since you left the other day. Whatever the buttons are, that's where they left them. I even took a picture of the buttons. I'm with you, Mark. We just take a picture of the buttons. However you left the buttons is how I left the buttons. That's what you do with the buttons. The only buttons I touch were these buttons here, and I still don't know where the buttons go.
I'm not about to touch any buttons. Now that's
perfect now.
Look good now.
Good mix.
Whatever that means. Buttons.
I don't know what that means. I stuff sticks is frozen in the barn.
I want to know. What is up with the barn and the barn is frozen? That's not an excuse. I'm going, what excuse? Because I'm sitting in the doctor's office going, listen, I got a question for you guys. The post office, the mail is not running.
Yeah.
Because it's cold outside.
Well, here it is, but a lot of places they're not delivering.
Oh, yeah.
They're not delivering mail today here.
Oh, really?
You're not getting mail today here.
Why not? You got it yesterday.
No, you didn't.
I just paid 55 cents for a stamp.
You got mail yesterday, or did you get mail from the day before? Because no mail ran yesterday in Mahoning County.
I got mail yesterday. I got mail Monday. Wednesday.
Mail was not delivered in Mahoning County.
I watched my mailman drive down the street, so I don't know what's wrong with your mail and my mailman.
Did your mail come yesterday?
I don't know. He's
got a little truck and
goes. Mail is not supposed to be delivered yesterday or today in Ohio or Indiana. The Chase Bank building closed. The Chase Bank closed yesterday.
Yesterday.
And it's colder today than it was yesterday.
No, it's not. It's colder yesterday. Yesterday was the coldest day on record.
Okay.
Minus
Jeff. Okay. I'm trying to tell you.
It was
minus 10.
Last
night. This morning when I went to the doctor, it was colder. They told me today, right now, it's 5 degrees.
Yeah, 5 degrees above.
Right.
But
yesterday, today was supposed to be colder than yesterday.
No.
That's what they said. The weatherman said it. Today's supposed to be colder than yesterday.
Is she watching CNN weather?
No, I don't.
Hey, because that's fake news.
And it feels like it's 12 below. That's not fake news.
All I know is it's going to be 50 here on Sunday.
Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Well, hey, listen. It's global warming.
Listen, this is Texas weather, North Texas weather. I was in Dallas 1 year, and I drove up to Dallas from San Antonio in an ice storm. The next day, it was 63.
I still want to know what sticks in his father's barn was frozen. I don't know what that means. How do you freeze a barn?
Because how do you unfreeze a barn?
Well, you get a blow torch.
It burned down the barn.
Now you hear us, Six. We want to hear from you.
Tell us about the frozen barn.
Well, somebody text Six and tell Six the call us on our blog talk number and see if we can get him to call in and tell us what it means.
Can I text him?
You can text him.
Okay.
So
I'm gonna do it on my new phone.
Mark.
What?
Are you having BlackBerry withdrawals or can I tell you I told you so that you could let the BlackBerry go? Since you realized that BlackBerry was not going to survive the radio, what's the songs go? Somebody survives the radio, something.
What?
There was a song, and it was somebody survived the radio store or radio. Oh, come on now.
Well, I heard it on the radio. It's one of my favorite songs.
No.
That's got a great line in it. That song.
Somebody survived the radio, something. Oh, yes, you do. You know the song. It's the radio song.
Video.
Yes, they do. They're not paying attention. They. Mark. Are you that? You know, you guys are some really special people.
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh, what else is new? What else is going? Well, question.
What?
Did the Sticks and I have been talking about this all week long? I'm going to bring it up again. I'm going to ask you guys because I haven't seen you since Sticks brought this up. Rush said it. Did we open up the government for the Super Bowl and NASCAR, or did we open up to make Nancy Pelosi think she won to open up a platform so Trump can go speak and then shut it back down again, or are they really genuine in saying they opened it up for negotiation? Was it about football and air traffic controllers and Atlanta Airport and NASCAR?
It was partially about those things, I believe. But here's the deal. Trump was making his case for the national emergency. It is now on record that there's some issues going on down at the border that have to be dealt with. He today suspended the asylum program. So, with that going on, you have to know that he's going to make a move because they're not going to.
That's important stuff. But Stick says he's driving right now and can't answer. But he did say the water froze up and they couldn't water the cows.
Well, now.
Hey, you remember on this? Tell him eat cake.
Yeah.
Tell him eat snow.
Eat snow.
Don't freeze.
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. Wait. Well, now listen. I got to tell you what happened to me yesterday. My dog has issues.
Yeah. Your dog has needs, mental.
My dog has behavioral health issues.
Yes, her dog. PRN.
So, my dog has to go potty.
Yeah.
And my dog said, "If you think I'm going outside by myself, you got another thing coming. If we don't go together, I'm not going." I put my clothes on, I take the dog out, I put her on her leash, we start walking. She doesn't have booties. We get halfway down the block and she says, "Too cold, I can't walk anymore. You have to pick me up and carry me back home. Look how cold my feet, my paws are cold." So I have to, yes. Did I pick her up and carry her back to the house? Yeah. No.
No. We did the same thing with
Vinny. They're like, "I'm not doing that. You go outside and go to the party. I'm not going out there."
You know, that's how they tell us. The attitude of the dogs when they do it. Now, my dog has pitiful corn. That dog can look more pitiful than any living thing I've ever seen. But when you take him out and he doesn't want to do something like Tracy's dog, we had him out. Ginger and I got all bundled up this morning. We went to the park to walk him. He gets about, 10 feet in, and then he stops, and then he turns around, not pitiful. He turns around and goes, "You got it." And he sat down and wouldn't move. That was it.
Yes, my dog looked at me like, "I'm not walking in this anymore. If you don't pick me up, we're done." Like, are you kidding me? You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ, AM 1440. We want you to call us, and we want you to try a new call-in number. The number is 216-959-8258. We'll be right back. Blog Talk. 516? 516. Possibly so. Possibly so. Possibly so. I wish I had to come up with a 216 number. I'm just glad I'm connected. Mark, you protesting BlackBerry holdout.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of phone did you get? Let's talk about that.
Motorola Z3.
You're going to see if this works? How's the bit of half doing? He's got to go all the way to Carrollton to do it, too.
Rolling.
Poor Sticks.
You got to understand. When I was. Oh, jeez, did you say what he wrote? He said the moo, M-O-O.
I said that.
Oh, you did that. Okay.
Moving on.
Conversations you never think you'd have in your life. This is one of them.
So why are they only picking me up? It's still only picking up my mic, yes.
Trying to see what.
Good morning, Josh. Yes. So somebody tell me about somebody. I'll take the cold if you give me the sun. Just don't give me the cold and no sun. And we've had some no sun days for a very, very long time.
Yesterday morning we were out and it was like 5 below. It was beautiful walking. Today, I think there was a lot of salt on the road. And that's not that much of a resistance we're going
to
have.
No.
There's a lot of terrible stuff going on in the country right now.
What?
And the,
you said there's nothing terrible going on. It's Super Bowl weekend.
There's very few stories that make me physically ill. And you don't even you know what to say, but what happened in New York this week, and more importantly, what the governor of Virginia said yesterday relating to abortion, is foundational to the existence of this country, and it shows face of who these people are. They're horrible, evil people.
Mark.
And you can't.
When you say, hold on. When you say these people, who are these people?
Are these folks that have pushed the law that passed in New York last week allows abortion up to the time of birth.
Right.
And they got rid of the doctors in it because the doctors would stop it by saying, and they changed the standard, and they changed the criminal code to allow, to facilitate abortions, the baby even coming through the birth canal in New York.
Yeah.
It's the most horrible piece of legislation I've ever seen. And they stood up the legislature and applauded. And then they bathed the Freedom Tower in pink to celebrate this law, which basically allows, they changed it from the risk of death standard to the general health of the mother. That could be economic health, mental health. And they allow midwives to do the abortion and the doctors won't, just the Hippocratic Oath.
They don't have to be licensed.
Yeah.
In a certain way. They don't have to be doctors.
And how they do it, they actually inject the baby being born. The very same thing that they just banned in New York to doing the convicted murderers, because it's barbaric.
This is true.
Then you go down into Virginia, and the governor of Virginia said, it wasn't yesterday, it was the day before yesterday, he said, well, what do you do if you want to abort the baby and the baby's born? He says, you make the baby comfortable. Resuscitate it if you have to. And then we discuss with the mother what she wants to do. Kill it.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you heard me. I know you didn't know this. I asked you when you came in. And I dumbfounded.
Well, I was watching something, and it was talking about hashtags. It's about Christian schools. I guess Pence and DeVos went out, and they were talking about something, and they started attacking. They want to track Christian schools because they're evil or something.
Well, you know, here's the thing.
Where did that come from?
There's a reason. There's a method to their madness, see.
No doubt.
The heart of the progressive movement and the heart of the feminist movement is abortion. And they have reached it now. We're in New York. And in soon to be Virginia, the baby can be born and they can kill the baby after it's born and they'll still call it an abortion. That's just where we are in this country.
But Mark, I don't think we're surprised, are we?
No, but you want to
because let me say this. You weren't here earlier this week, and as I said, I've been sick. I'm in a house, no television. So everything I do now is online. And when you look at the commercials, when you look at what they're promoting on, because the commercial that you see on TV versus the commercial that you see on terrestrial television are different commercials. There are things that are being advertised and commercialized on the internet where people and children and millennials are actually getting their source of information from, that is brainwashing them to making you believe that when you have a fetus, it's just a blob of cells. That don't, it has no value. TV shows and the my problem is the subliminal conditioning of our media broadcasting through films and television, sitcoms, just the whole gamut. They have conditioned you to believe that when you have conception, it's not conceived, it's not real. Almost up to birth. But I'm saying, they're making people believe that subliminally, so that they're not shocked by it.
No, they've had over the years. That's what this whole thing of desensitization has been about. And that's all these years you've desensitized abortion as, oh, it's just normal. Oh, it's just nothing to it. Blah blah blah. This, that, and other. Now they've gone all the way out. And you have to ask yourself, what are the reasons that they're doing this?
Well, the reason that they're doing it is for a number of reasons. Population control, they're doing it before because they're anti-God.
Okay, you're saying all of that, but they had population control before. They have abortion is just controlling the population.
There's nothing new with this.
No, I mean, that's nothing new. Because, but Mark, they're not, all the people are not evil. The people that are, no, let me say it this way. Not, people are in somewhat inherently evil, but I don't want to go through this. What I'm saying is the American people are so desensitized that they don't see evil when evil is before them. So when you have evil and things that are going on that is inherently evil, they don't see it because they're calling everything evil. I mean, they're calling everything right. It's by calling right wrong and wrong right. Am I wrong?
Once again, there is a reason why these people are doing this. And the reason why they're doing this is spiritual.
That's what, well, it is spiritual. There is a spiritual component, absolutely.
What do you think is spiritual?
It's demonic. It's demonic. It's demonic. It's Molech. It's Molech. It's a god. It's a sacrifice. Jeff, that's where you and I differ. People don't know because how do you know when no one tells you? And when we go to church, no one tells you. When you come out of church, no one tells you. And if you don't know where to look, you will find no one in church knows where tells you. Yes. Okay. Okay. So you understand? So people don't know what they don't know, and so people are conditioned to drink dirty bath water because they don't know what clean water is. Is it that they don't believe it, or they've been conditioned not to believe it?
No, they don't believe
it. Because there's a god named Molech, and Molech has been since the beginning of time. And he is all about the sacrifice. He is the god that they sacrifice children to.
For a certain favor.
In a demonic world.
And certain politicians.
And they believe that. Yes. What we don't realize, because you have to realize there are people still out there trying to sacrifice children. And so when you look at abortion, the same God, because innocent blood, an unborn child is completely innocent, and they are using that as a means of worship.
Okay. I'm concerned about the people that I know that are stupid enough to follow the direction these people are leading them in and putting on those stupid pink hats and marching into Washington not knowing what the people are that are leading them.
And that's what we're saying, and that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the conditioning, because when you are conditioned to believe that birth is out of order and homosexuality is in order, you've got a misconception of true order and true life. Am I wrong? That's correct. What's the episode?
It leads me to your comment. You started the segment with Tracy, and that is the hashtag expose Christian school.
Right.
Because they have to stop it, and the Catholics lead the list.
Christians are going to be.
Let's take a break. Will it be Catholics? Will it be Christians? Are Christians Catholic or Catholics Christian? We'll be right back. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number here is, we got to go back to 216-901-1194 because I know that number better. But we are working on trying to make this number come down. We'll see you on the other side of our break.
Can you see Ginger called in.
Ginger called in. I saw her call in. I picked her up, but she dropped when I picked her up.
Okay.
And I don't know if they can hear us or if we can hear them.
She said she could hear you, but you were fading in.
Could she hear you?
She didn't say me. She
said you. I don't know what they can hear. I'll go back and listen to it a little bit later on. Right now, we can't hear you guys. So I don't know if, because this is the audio for the USB. Right through here, these little thingies here. And then this is the USB, and it says in here, ST2, and I don't know what that means. So I've got these buttons here.
Your USB out, right? Yeah, don't push stuff like that. You really disturb stuff when you do that.
So this is for the USBs.
Yeah, the USB is there.
And it says M2, M1, M2, M2, aux, and FX. And then it goes down here. I don't know what that means. This is M1, M2, M3, M4.
Down at the bottom?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't know which one.
And then this is USB in, so this is coming in. But going out, I don't know if I need to have something that's going out.
There's no USB out on here, that's my problem.
So my question is, why can you hear me and not hear? Because this is USB out. See, this says USB out, and it's got these buttons here.
Yeah, I don't know. We have to have somebody on Blog Talk at that time trying to switch that button one at a time. See what's going on. What is this? Did I knock something out?
I don't know.
Hold on.
No. That's just an extra headset jack. It was the Bumble Goat song. Somebody who did the radio star, you know.
I have no idea.
Yes, she did.
No, I don't.
Yes, she did. Bubblegum song.
I know that MP3 mix maybe USB is both. I think the USB takes you in and out. That has to be it.
Well, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number here, and want you to try it, and I'm trying to make this better for us. It's 516-595-8258. That is
516-595-8256.
I'll get it. Eventually.
And your name is?
I don't know. Tracy and Friends, and I'm Tracy, and got Jeff and Mark in studio with me. So the controversy, because when you say the Catholic Church, and you keep on – I don't think the attack is on the Catholic Church as you think, because I think the Catholic Church, a lot of them are a part of it. Why?
Because we're not going to knock anything.
No, we're not talking about denominations. I'm just talking about the Catholic Church, not the universal. What does that mean?
It means they pick and choose what part of the religion
Okay. Okay.
And so within the Catholic Church, birth control is supposedly a sin.
Correct.
Divorce is a sin.
Right.
Abortion is a sin. And within the Catholic Church, you're going to have people who practice birth control and don't care if the church says. They divorce, they still receive the sacraments and don't care if the church says. Yeah, but there are, as anything else, taboo lines. And the Catholic Church's position on abortion as compared to my religion, my denomination, I'm Episcopalian. Episcopalian views abortion is much more liberal than the Catholic religion is. It's steadfast no. No abortion. Period. End of discussion. And up until recently, not even if the mother's life was in danger. There was a movie out a number of years ago, back when I was younger, called The Cardinal. It starred Tom Tryon. And he was moving up the church hierarchy. And one of the challenges he had was his sister got pregnant and was going to die having the baby, and they would not, they let the sister die instead of the baby. That was a really influential movie in the debate of abortion, because it showed the downside of the Catholic rule that says even if the mother dies, there is no abortion. So it's a really strong, and it is like no women priests. It is a strong Catholic dogma. They can't have that. And the same goes with gay marriage. The Catholic Church says no to gay marriage. No, the gay is being a sin. That's what the Catholic Church thinks. You come into my denomination, we have gay priests. The gay priests can marry, and one of them's a minister in my church. So, you know, it's a different. The Catholic Church has to be the enemy because they want and now they're pushing to have those sermons, and also in other denominations, particularly in the evangelicals, which think like. Jeff, you know,
mm-hmm.
I hear you. That's hate speech.
Yeah, no.
But my question is, if the Pope came out recently, eased on same-sex marriage, or did he not?
He tried it, and he had to take it back. What he said was, you know, the Catholics believe we're all God's children. The Catholics believe you can be gay. The issue isn't whether being gay is a sin. The issue is that a gay sexual act is a sin, and if you're gay, you should abstain. That's what it is.
Because
you're gay doesn't mean you're a sinner.
Because listen, the thing is it's so hard to explain being gay, because what it means is you're attracted to the same sex. And when that happens, that's one thing. But they've added into that the multiple, you know, things that you might have. You have some people teaching that it's okay that if you express sexual proclivity any type of way that you want to. They are saying this and they're teaching it in books. And we're not seeing it because, of course, we would never dream to pick up a book like that. But we had a governor of this state of Ohio who went on when he was a state
Strickland.
Representative. Ted, my best friend is a pedophile, Strickland, yes.
Strickland.
And he comes out and says it's not always harmful when an older man has sex with a young child. Now, how do you fix your mouth to say something like that? And then you cite some psychological journal that supposedly arrived at this thing. Those are things that people in a couple hundred years ago were put to death for. You don't do that to a child. You don't allow that to even be said in your society because it's absolutely insanity. But why are we as a church not doing anything as a
universal church?
That should be a huge problem.
again, Jeff, that goes to the misunderstanding of, again, and the undereducation, the underinformation, and the brainwashing and the conditioning. Because there are things that have gone on in the last 20 years that have changed the complete paradigm of our system. Mark, we didn't disrespect parents the way we do that today. Kids run the world once they get born, and we put no limits on them. We don't tell our children, we don't correct them, and we don't allow anyone else to correct them, and we wonder why they're wayward. We actually, when I say desensitization, when we think that two men and two women will never be normal. It will never be godly.
No.
Marriage of the same sex will never be godly. Abortion will never be godly. But neither will fornication and neither will adultery. It will never be godly. And our problem is now we're just saying whatever you want to do, if it feels good, do it. And the world right now in the church, whether it be the Pope or whether it be the bishop of an evangelical church, everybody sits on the sidelines and says absolutely nothing about correcting anything. Hey, listen, I got a call coming in from 207. Can you hear me and can we hear you?
Good morning. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Life is good. This is Gordon. The Gordon Fisherman.
Good morning. Good morning, Jeff. And good morning, Mark. How are you doing this morning?
We're doing wonderful. Are you hearing us as well?
Yes,
Blog
I am.
Is
Tracy is sounding, she's dead in there. You guys sound like you're down the hall just a little bit. Like you back off the mic maybe like 2 feet. I see you guys. I know you're on top of the mic, but that's what it sounds like. But you're very intelligible. I can understand both of you guys. So there's just two different levels there. Other than that, you're doing good.
Okay, what needs to come up?
You guys are down below where Tracy is. Tracy is just, she's just coming in there good. I don't know what's causing the difference. If you're going through the same board, I would think that all three of you should be at the same level, but you're not. Mark and Jeff, you're a little bit lower. But like I said, you're understandable. You know how you
I
have a shotgun mic?
No,
well, let me just say this,
mic.
Jeff. You know like you have a stage mic and people don't hold it up to their mouth? That's what you and Mark sounds like.
You know what's really funny? We are live on the air, and we are doing technical issues live. Life is good.
Hey, let me throw one thing in. You saying how things are crazy? Here's my opinion. Here's what I believe the problem is. People have lost the fear of God. And because they
Absolutely.
Have lost that fear of God, they can do anything that they want to do, and they don't feel any way about it. And so churches have allowed people to get in that position. They don't have a fear of God. They can go to church and feel good about attending church and go home, but yet they haven't. They don't have a fear of God. One of the things I've told my class is religion kills, and people have become religious at best. And so, but they think that's all that is needed is religion, and no, that's not. So that's my opinion on that. People have lost the fear of God. And because of that, if you read Romans down through chapter 1, that tells you the same thing.
Question for you, since I have you on, you're mentioning that. I hear people say GD.
Mm-hmm.
They no longer sense it on television.
Mm-hmm.
GD is no longer censored, and it is a common – it's like the word ain't.
Mm-hmm.
And let me say this. Those of us who have a fear of God, very, very
mm-hmm.
seldom, if at all, will even
mm-hmm.
G-O-T-D. That is something – I'm just saying. Do you understand – does that have any – because words have power.
It still falls under the same category of not having a fear of God. Correct. That, if you want the bottom line to it, I mean, you have all these other symptoms out there of different things that are going on, and you're talking about symptoms. But the baseline, the bottom line, when people have a fear of God, they will change what they do, how they live. They'll be more willing to change when they have a fear of God. And so you will slowly see people do the things. Because you don't have a fear of God, all you have families that break up. You got parents that don't parent. I mean, it's one thing after another. Schools, abortion, all these are symptoms of another problem. And that, and I think that main problem is we've lost a fear of God. We pushed him away. We don't want God in our life.
I think I got to take a break. I think I hear music. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number here is 216-901-1194. We'll be right back. I don't hear the music behind it. Did you hear the music, Ed? It was really faint. Oh, it wasn't? Say that again, Josh. Oh, okay, so I didn't hear it. Okay, I was nuts. All right. So, Josh, could you hear the caller well? So it was good? Yes!
You're back.
They heard Gordon. Gordon, can you hear Josh? Can you hear?
No, I cannot hear Josh. No, I can't.
That is good. Can you hear the commercial?
I did not hear a commercial. You said there was music playing. I didn't hear it.
Okay.
Sounds the same. It sounds like you're down the hallway.
How about over here?
Same thing, Mark. You sound distant. Tracy is right in there. She's right where she. You probably all of you want to be. You got like I said, I can hear you guys. No. I mean, your levels, are your levels set the same?
That's
your gain is set for those two.
That's his aux, auxiliary.
Yeah. How about now? Did it change any?
If that's on you, no. This is still the same. That's peculiar.
How about this one?
Gordon?
Now, let me ask a question. Yes. Who's
yeah.
that?
Did you hear Mark?
Oh, that's you, Tracy? Mark,
you,
go
that's
ahead.
That's me. He's not hearing you well. Yeah.
Okay. Go back to the pen. Tracy, your pen is the same I told you to do, so no, don't mess with it. ST3, is this ST3 radio?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Gordon, how about now?
Sound like you come up a little bit. You're still not where Tracy's at, but you did come up.
Okay, so that's that. Tracy's going to be louder, I'm pretty sure.
Here we go.
Yeah, you're getting louder.
And we're back, and you listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. I am working on putting in a new system here, and so we want you to bear with us, and we appreciate you. We got to test on you, because if we don't test on you, we won't get it right. And as we're trying to make all these technical things work together, so and we can't do it live as I try to do this. It's just time will not afford us to do that. So you just got to bear with us. But I promise you, when we get it right, we'll be on and popping, and you'll be happy. The calling number, write this number down, is 516-595-8258. Sure. Yes, Mark.
My BlackBerry is now gone.
It's about time.
See Hillary and Obama. It's just, I have a BlackBerry. So the support was dying, and I couldn't charge the phone anymore. So I had to.
Oh.
I could have gotten. Well, I'm not going to go with it. I want to talk to you about the experience when they get a new phone. You know, I'm 69 years old. No, I don't look 69. But, you know, I don't look like I'm 20. I'm certainly not one of the people that
right,
right. And I went in there, and I had been with. with this particular provider for many years when they were stocking, when they were hawking these things literally door to door 25, 30 years ago.
Oh, so you guys were with me. You're with me.
That's right.
Then we're guaranteed people. We got DG number 720 people.
Yeah, so
that's right.
Yeah, that's right. So we went to, I go to a website. It's time for an upgrade. They give lots of benefits to people that they want to move in. The people who've been with them for 30 years, they don't do
give you nothing.
They give you nothing. Mm-hmm. So I go in there and we talk about the phones. First, he tries to show me the Samsung. And even they're pushing Samsung, I can tell, because I have the cheap ones and the expensive ones. And I said, we're the middle ones. Well, we don't have any. So I said, you got to have a slot there for the middle ones. And so he, maybe you want to look at these. He was not real happy about it until he pulled out his phone. That's what he was using. That was his phone. So I got this one. When I went to check out, you know, and do all the stuff, because they tried to sell you the phone plus an additional $250 in accoutrements that go with it, he said, and there's this $30 upgrade.
When did they start that? Okay.
$30 just to buy a phone in your store. And he says, I'll do that. I think you're waiving nothing, but go do what you want to do. He comes back and he talks to his boss because he can't waive it.
That's correct.
And he says, don't blame me. That's what this kid told me. Don't blame me. But now I know that he was talking to the boss.
Sure.
So I had a phone. I could not charge my phone, and I could not get phones. I had to get a phone. And so I paid it. Then yesterday afternoon, I got on the phone with these people, and I said, here's the story. He said, well, you can't upgrade till 2022. I said, I have three phones, two tablets with this company. The last tablet I bought 9 months ago, that's the one I can't upgrade. The other four, are all these phones are 5 years old or older.
They're all off of program, all off plan.
My $30 back. So I was on the phone with these people for 20 minutes before she came back and she says, okay, we'll credit your account. Now, I have to look to see if the credit went through. I'm doing that this afternoon when I get back to my office. But I can tell you that it's a racket. And the federal government ought to be looking into what they're doing, because when you
Mark, no. Let's look at racket. I called the cable company, and I cut my cable off on January the 6th. I cut off cable. I cut off internet. I cut off phone. I go to Vonage for $9.99 a month. My cable bill is $180 for internet, cable, and phone. I say I cut it off on the 1st or 2nd of the month. They are, remember, you pay in advance. They prorated the $8. I'm going, well, the math is not adding up for me. If I credit, you don't take it out of my account until the 10th. Well, it's prorated from the 20th until... Okay, from the 20th until the 2nd. Okay, let's probate back. So you mean to tell me you credit me on the 2nd, I take all the equipment in, and I still only get $60 back? Where's the other
$120? They got you coming and going because they know mine is the best network left and right.
Oh. I was talking about the cable people. I wasn't talking about them people over there with the car note cell phone bill.
All communication people have you over a barrel because you can't do without them. But, you know, I have to tell you, you know, I'm so frustrated with them, I don't even want to talk about
them. The only reason why I use them.
I want to talk about the thing. You got to
Who? How in the God? How did he go to the hospital for getting beat up, and it was mental? Explain that.
Chicago at 2 o'clock in the morning. Now tell me, what self-respecting.
Self-respecting.
And they beat him up, put a noose around his neck. They're walking with this noose around his neck, and they call it an epitaph and throw some liquid on him.
When was this?
This was 2 days ago.
They say like Chicago was like 60 below. They're not even killing people in Chicago right now. So what? You said self-respect, Jeff. We know who gonna walk down the street in a mega, because remember a mega hat, unless you were campaign people, that's a ball cap. That ain't, because I'm the only one that I know that has a skull cap. So tell me.
That
had mega? Yeah. From Empire. Yes. Why is he forgiven for refusing to give the... Why would he do that? Why?
Well, now know what the truth is about it, and they didn't do anything. They were sitting there waiting for their bus.
We only have a few minutes, but did you guys realize that you're going to have like 3 billionaires running for president in 20?
Yeah.
And then you're going to have John Kasich?
You think Kasich is going to run?
Casey's gonna run if nobody else. And Trump may not run, but Casey's gonna run. Did you hear that come out of his mouth, or did he say he didn't? He wasn't. Or did you hear? I don't know yet. We have to see what God says.
Listen, Kasich has done whatever he's gonna do. Whatever he is, he might as well buy his little plot of land by the day he little puppy farm and watch it all grow up, because he's not going to win anything ever again.
Okay, now John, hold on. John Schultz shoots down Liz Warren's attack with passionate defense of the American dream.
Is that Howard Schultz.
John Schultz is a great conservative.
Yeah, I know he is.
Don't tell him that I said that out loud.
No,
but John, that lawyer, John Schultz, great conservative guy.
Yeah. Well,
who is AOC?
Okay.
I'm leaving. Listen, I want to thank you guys for dealing with us today as we try to work out all these issues. We think we got them worked out. I want to thank my boy Gordon Gibson, the fisherman, for hanging in there and calling me and making sure it's all right. We love you. God bless you. We'll be here on tomorrow. Have a great day. Try to stay warm, and we'll see you then. Thanks, Josh.
You can't hear Josh.
That doesn't make sense. Well, no, that does make sense. Because Josh is coming in through a different line.
But he's coming in on this.
Right.
Okay. So now,
that means
control of that.
So nothing that comes in from the radio can they hear on in through the computer.
I don't know.
You probably don't want to hear it, do you?
No, I don't.
Tell you what, that's baffling why those two mics are not up at your level. I can't even think of a reason why it's not up.
Different types of mics.
It makes that much difference.
You can't. Oh, yeah. It's regular 57, and she's got a headset with a mic combination. So.
Because I'm watching you on the video, the Facebook video, and you're dead in that mic. You can't get much closer to that mic, Jeff.
Yeah, no, but it's got to do with what we're sending out. take that thing again.
This one?
Down. The next one, over. Next one, over. No, go back down to the red. One over. To your right. To your right. Right there. Turn that up. Up. Right there. Just like that. Now, is that doing any better?
Yeah, you got louder.
Yeah, that's the ST3. That's what feeds. Now, we got that turned up. Turn up the one on this channel right here, too. Yeah, turn it up, and they should be able to hear Josh in the station.
Mark, I don't want them to hear Josh. I do not want Josh going. Yeah, I don't want Josh coming through Blog Talk. Because you know, Josh, Josh, they can't hear Josh on terrestrial radio either.
Yeah, no.
So we don't want them to go broadcasting.
Okay.
Not unless he's coming in talking.
Okay.
Anyway,
that might do it because this USB is in and out. I did not know USBs were in and out. I'm wondering why they only have one USB port. It's because you only need one.
Right.
Because this mixer, when I have an automated mixer on here, the computer will control the cameras and the audio and audio from there.
Yeah, I don't know where is that at. Oh, that's
it's on the computer.
That's the USB yourself.
Right.
So anyway, that's what we're going to be.
So, Jordan, Gordon, how is Jeff's mic now? Is it better or is it equal?
It got better. It's not equal, but it did get better. And that is probably the character of your mic compared to his. You may have to EQ his mic. It sounds tinny. Jeff sounds tinny compared to your mic.
Okay, so now we're going to turn that up, and that's going to make a big difference. We're going to do this and that, and this back.
You don't have any more headsets like what you have on, Tracy?
Mine cost $400 and some. No.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Nope.
I hear you, but it still sounds like you're distant.
Still, right there, right now.
Uh huh.
Wow.
You know, when you get a chance, I think there's playback on Blog Talk, isn't it? If you go back there, when you get some time, you can hear all that for yourself. You'll hear exactly what it sounds like.
There is.
Like I said, Tracy, she's right in there. Perfect.
Yeah, I can't figure it because I'm doing everything that I know to do.
Yeah, I can't even think of why it would be that way. You know, I don't even know if it's line level or what.
Are you red, Jeff?
Yes, I'm red. No, I'm yellow. What am I talking about? I just blew it.
I'm red.
How's Mark? How's Mark?
Mark, come back.
Can you hear this?
No. I think I heard Mark, but it sound pretty much the same. Pretty much the same. Like I say, you're understandable. It's just, it's not nowhere near where Tracy's at.
Okay, how about now? Is that any better?
That sounds better.
Okay, we got to put the pan back in the middle. Put Mark's pan in the middle.
Mark, you're red.
Okay, how about that?
I hear you, Mark, but just pretty much the same.
How about now? Okay. Gordon, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You're welcome, guys. Keep up the good work.
We're going to do our best.
Yeah,
appreciate that. I'll talk to you later. Are you in town or are you back on the road?
I'm in town. I'm going to take off. I'm having trouble with my knees, so I probably won't go out till Monday.
Oh, listen, take care of that knee and be careful because it's cold outside.
It is cold outside.
And that's a tight knee. It's cold outside.
Hey, so now you guys on Blog Talk. I know you want to go, but you guys on Blog Talk, you think about going?
They're going to lunch. I'm not going to lunch. No, go ahead.
Are you guys ever thinking about doing 2 hours?
Where you guys going? Okay, I'll meet you over there. What'd you say, Gordon?
Are you guys ever thinking about doing 2 hours? Now that you're on Blog Talk.
We are. We're actually going to go. We're going to try to bump it back up to 3.
Ooh, okay.
So we'll do two hours off and 1 hour on live.
Right. Okay.
As soon as I get this connected and get the levels right and get this all that kind of stuff done.
You'll get it. All right, Tracy.
I love you. Have a good day.
You too. Love you too.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Bye bye.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Bye bye.
I'm feeling confused through this port here. Through a my camera comes in through here, but the wire, see that wire that's coming out? It's going through a USB.
So you have the USB right. coming in too. You have to turn your USB port up.
I can't turn no. It's two different ports. It's different ports. The USB for the camera and the USB for here is different. The board is going through the USB. The whole computer is going through this cord right here, through this USB port, which is right here. The whole board. He related to my Frankos? Oh, okay. I'll see you guys over there. So, Keith Lucas and Rich. Oh.